So
we're still doing our best.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. And we are now officially starting the hurricane.
Phoenix, can you mute us or do you want to?
Hear what?
Can you mute us or do you want to?
Oh, you can mute yourself on star six.
Star six. Okay,
the reason I do that is because I have a tendency to forget to unmute you when it's time to have interaction.
So, and then when we're finished, if we want to unmute, we can press star six again?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Thank you.
So for recording purposes, so everyone will know, this is the meditation for Hurricane Felix. And I'm really, really grateful that you're here. I know we've got people from South Florida as well as California and I believe New York on the phone with us on our call tonight. I know there are people who are really around the globe who are tuning in from London, Australia, Jamaica, and other places that I don't necessarily know about. And it doesn't really matter. It's about the spirit. It's not the quantity of people. It's the quality of our intention of holding that space that shifts all things and opens us up to be true vessels for divine light to flow through us and have the positive output that we expect. I want to give you a little background on Hurricane Felix. As of 8 p.m. tonight, it is just after 9 p.m. now on Monday, on Labor Day. And as of 8 p.m., compared to Hurricane Dean, this is considered a rather small, compact hurricane. He's fluctuating, Felix, from a Category 5 as of yesterday, and people saying all these horrible things about who he was and what was possible, to a Category 4, and is expected to fluctuate back and forth again. Currently, his hurricane winds really go out for about 25 miles from his center, whereas Dean could go out almost 80. So it's there. You can't really compare. Although he's very compact and very strong, and therefore in some ways could be, it seems like he's even more powerful from a different perspective. He's going currently 135 miles per hour. He's been as much as 165 miles per hour. Currently he is 205 miles away from the Nicaragua-Honduras coastline and is expected to wave by. We hope it's just a wave, possibly coming on the coast earlier tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. Doing the simple math at 18 miles per hour at 205 miles away, Felix would land there approximately in 11 hours from 8 p.m. So although it's projected could be as early as 5 a.m. So the time doesn't matter. It's really about our work. It's just if you want to know the details for later, I suppose. And then the appears at this point has been the outcry for the last day or so is that the bigger concern is it's on a course to have a direct hit in the Yucatan, in particular on Belize, Wednesday afternoon, pretty much the same area that was already hit by Hurricane Dean. So that's the bigger wake-up call for those following the hurricane. So those are the kind of the details about it. I share with you the details really are irrelevant. And actually when we hear the message from Felix, he pretty much says the same. It's so important to remember as we do our work, as we live in our every single day and every single moment every day, to not get caught up in the external, to stay centered from our inner self, our divine self, our heart self, our sacred self, to stay connected to spirit, where all is well, all is peace, all is calm. And from that place, we can actually create exactly what we want in our external world. The more we focus on the details, get caught up in the what appears to be ominous and threatening and dangerous, the more likely we will inadvertently add to exactly that energy. So I know you joined here tonight because you were guided to do this sacred work, and I'm really, really grateful. As I said, this is a sacred circle, and by that, the word sacred means holy. We're here joining together to do divine work to really connect in ourselves, among each of us, and with Hurricane Felix. In the process, it's allowing the divine to work through us for Central America in general, the people and the land, specifically as it approaches these countries, the world in a broader sense, because as we transform, like a pebble going into the ocean, when it drops into the ocean, the concentric circles come out. So as we transform one spot, it automatically sends out circles, waves, if you will, of more of what we're sending out. So if we're sending love to a particular area, it will just keep expanding love till ultimately the entire globe will be touched by what we are doing tonight. And that's why this is truly sacred work. It's not just about this hurricane. And in the process, since we are part of this world and we are here up front and center, if you will, of course, we too are touched by this sacred energy that flows through us. We know the format is *6 to mute on and off, and you'll have an opportunity to interact during our meditation. At that time, you'll be asked, if you wish, to share any inspiration, prayer, message that comes to you specifically for Hurricane Felix. We're here communing with Hurricane Felix. It's not about necessarily any of us on the call. You can say that if you wish to share such things towards the end. But during the interactive time, it's really to connect with Hurricane Felix. Let him know what you're feeling, what you see and feel about him, about the opportunity he's giving us. Truly, from a spiritual perspective, this hurricanes is just a symbol of storms. The storms are our life, and every time there's a storm, it's an opportunity to heal something. And that's what Hurricane Felix is. It's shining the truth on something that's off, whether it's in that part of the world, in our own lives, in the greater world, to get us recentered with love by releasing whatever it is that is blocking pure divine essence from flowing continuously. My intention for tonight is that we will open ourselves to be divine vessels of healing. Connect with Felix's heart and spirit and shift the direction that Felix is on, his course, his path, to that of the least destruction, and also to shift, decrease the speed of his winds. And then, as I said, for each of us, it's an opportunity individually, collectively, and for humanity to cleanse and heal our own personal storms. As I start each meditation for the hurricanes, I turn to the book that a message that came through me, the divine channel messages in the book Messages from God, to ask if there's a particular message, theme, if you will, for tonight's meditation. And on page 117, it reads, "Listen to your heart. Stop analyzing, criticizing, and trying to understand." We're asked to stay centered in love. Listen and follow from spirit, our higher self, our intuitive self, our God self, our heart self. And to let go all judgment for ourselves, for others, even for this storm. And in doing so, respond as God does. Listen to your heart where God's voice comes through. Respond as God does from a state of love. So I bless you and thank you for holding that space as we do our meditation now. I invite you to close your eyes and take some nice, gentle breaths, focusing on your heart. Just listen to the breath inside of you. Listen to your heart center. Listen from a place of love. Take it slow. Calm. And as you do, recognize that you are in rhythm with the heartbeat of the universe. Gentle, moving waves of the ocean, of the atmosphere. And what you are feeling inside, we are all feeling inside, for we are all connected. We are all one with the divine life force that flows through each of us, every place that we live, everything that we do, and even Hurricane Felix. We are one. And as you breathe into your heart center, slowing your breath down more and more, see inside yourself this incredible, brilliant green light. See it spinning. See your heart chakra with your inner eye. And now allow yourself to open up and receive the golden white light of the divine inside of you. Wherever you are in the world, it could be sunshine, it could be the moonshine. Allow it to shine inside of you onto your heart center. And wherever there may be any shadows, anything other than brilliant, crystalline green light, allow the divine light to cleanse it and release it under grace now. It doesn't even matter what it represents. Simply let it go back into the nothingness from where it came. And in its place, see and feel love. Ever so gently. And as you do, see the green light side of you spinning clockwise, wider and wider, brighter and brighter. Feel the lightness. And as you breathe now, allow the light from your heart center to reach out to all the corners of your being, all directions of your being, going down to your legs, your thighs, your knees, your lower legs, your feet, your toes. See it shining through this green light with golden sparkling light on top of it. And see this golden green light going across your chest. Maybe stretch your arms out. Let your angel wings be revealed. And see that green light going across your chest, your shoulders, your upper arm, your elbows, your hands, your fingertips, stretching out, reaching beyond your fingertips. And take another mindful breath and breathe up this incredible, beautiful, green, peaceful light with golden, twinkling light sprinkled all over it. Breathe it right up to your neck, your throat chakra, your third eye, your crown chakra, and beyond. See and feel every cell and atom of your being filled with this divine love and light, filled with this absolute calm and peace, filled with a simple twinkling, the divine spark vibrating throughout your entire being. And with the next breath, see this golden green light extend all around you, in front of you, behind you, above you, below you, and see yourself enclosed in the middle of this very safe, loving place of golden green light. Feel yourself resonating, vibrating, sparkling with this energy now. Every cell and atom is just so alive with the life force. And when you will, open your eyes, your inner eye wider, and look across and see all the other sparkling green globes that represents each of us now on this call, going across this entire universe, this entire, above the planet, if you will, floating there ever so effortlessly, at peace. And allow your green globe, your heart center, to extend out and connect with all the other heart centers on this call now. So we are one huge golden green globe of heart-centered love, vibrating with the pulse of the divine. Just be one with this energy. Be one with each of us now. Feel the divine love circling inside and outside of you now. Absolute peace. Now focus your vision in the waters in the Caribbean, south of the Yucatan, in Central America, and out there about 200 miles out is Felix. Look for his eye, the eye of the storm. And from our collective heart center, we want to send love. And when we do, see Felix moving clockwise. Very important. See him spinning clockwise. Hurricanes normally spin counterclockwise. So we want to see him spinning clockwise. As you send the energy from our collective heart center, seeing going out in a clockwise motion, 10 billion megahertz of divine golden green light from our collective heart center, shooting now from our heart to Felix's heart, through the window of his soul, the eye of this storm. Just let it flow through you. And as it does, feel coolness. Feel cool waves, cool winds, cool breezes, cool showers. See everything becoming calm, peaceful, gentle, light, breezy. See the waters become filled with green energy, perfect love and peace and calm. See the winds just becoming ever so gentle, just swaying easily. And whatever rain is there, it's really light. And the sun is shining through. God's golden white light is shining through everything, bringing absolute peace. Feel that love flow through you, spinning clockwise to the center of Felix's eye, to the center of his soul, from our hearts to his heart. And as we do, we hold the space that, dear Felix, you will choose to take the path of least destruction. We know we all have a purpose in life, and you too do as well. And so we bless you and thank you for taking the path of least destruction and choosing to decrease your speed to the point of going ever so gently back to the nothingness from where you came, as we all will at some point. Just keep holding that space, pure divine love flowing from our collective heart center, spinning clockwise 10 billion megahertz of golden green light. And as you send this love, I'll read the message from Felix that I received just moments before we started our call tonight. I asked him, as I ask each of the hurricanes, if they have a message, and he said yes. Here it is. Trust in the invisible. Do not be deceived or get excited by outward appearances. Look inside. Leave from an inner view. Listen for a softer voice. I am simply another reminder to stay centered in love, to trust what cannot be fathomed on the surface. Put your fear, judgment, criticism, and disbelief aside. Feel the truth inside. All is well. It always is. You determine the full impact of every experience with your every thought, word, feeling, and action in every moment. Be at peace. Know, believe, trust your higher self. Be the love who you are. This is the way for transformation for me, yourself, and the world. All is well. Thank you, Felix, for your very powerful message. At this time, as we're holding the space for Felix to take the path of least destruction and to ultimately go back to the nothingness from where he came under grace, and as we continue to send collectively from our heart center 10,000 and 10 billion megahertz of golden green light, love energy, heart to heart. If you have a message, an inspiration, a prayer for Felix, please unmute, hit star 6, and share it now.
White Star, I would just like to share that when I wrote down the name that you told me, or however I first heard the name, and you were giving me the number, Felix, what I wrote Hurricane Felix, and without it even thinking, I did the dot over the I in a heart shape.
Ah. Oh.
So that was a powerful message to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then just when you were beginning, I was outside in front of my little house here. And about 3 or 4 years ago, we started having wonderful little peace doves come to our area. And there were 2 that came and flew into the tree in front of my home and just looked at me as if to say, we're here and we are peace. So I thought that was beautiful.
So you were visited by a peace dove tonight. Thank you.
Right.
That's as we started. I got it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just
indeed. More confirmation.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Felix, for reminding us to stay in our heart, to stay at peace and to know all is well and not be deceived by what any weatherman says or the news media says or even people say about what damage you could do again, another hurricane hitting the same area again. Thank you all. Please, at this point, I request that you repeat after me what we have found to be very powerful words that we're going to send to Hurricane Felix now. I honor you. I respect you.
I respect you.
I love you.
I love you.
We'll do it again. I honor you from your heart center. Feel it as you say it. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Thank you, dear Felix, for reminding us to stay centered in our heart, to stay centered in love, to see and respond to all things with God's eyes and heart and will, that of love. When you're ready, it's time for us to come back within our own selves. As you release from Felix's heart, do so with love, under grace. Come back to our collective hearts. See and feel the energy all around you, that we are all inside this incredible green, golden green globe of divine love energy. Learn to look around from your inner eye and thank everyone on the call who's sharing this energy in this moment with us. And when you're ready, come on back into your heart center. Feel your energy coming back into your heart center, magnified 100 times. Just breathe it in ever so gently. Feel the love. Feel the grace. Feel the pure energy raising your own vibration to your next right level. Take some gentle breaths to get centered back in your heart center. I bless you and thank you all for joining us in the sacred circle tonight and opening yourself up to be pure vessels of divine love to do God's will under grace. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and welcome back. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Felix. Beautiful.
Namaste. Thank you, Phoenix.
Thank you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening and a great week ahead. If you want, if I don't have your email address and you'd like to be in contact or have notices for future hurricanes or other things, please email me at spiritdiva@bellsouth.net or look me up on the web at messagesfromgod.com. Namaste.
Thank you again.
Blessings.
God bless.